Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I am your host, Tony Cirino, and this is your daily dose of all things Steelers. The players were back at practice today after having Tuesday off, and it was another intense practice. I think this is becoming a very intense training camp, a very competitive training camp between the offense and defense, and we're going to go over all of it today. Before we do, let me tell you about the injury report today, because I know Steeler fans are getting concerned with the mounting injuries at camp. The Steelers had another couple players added to that list today. Antonio Brown sat out practice today. I thought it was a day off for him when I saw him in a t-shirt and shorts. I had just assumed this is one of those veteran, you know, Tomlin giving a veteran the day off type situation. It turns out not to be the case. Tomlin saying after practice today that was an injury. No word on what the injury is, but it doesn't sound serious. It sounds like it's one of these day-to-day injuries that a lot of the guys on the team are having. And so, yeah, and I saw AB on the sideline. He didn't look like he was in any kind of pain. He was smiling, stretching. Looks like, again, this may be one of those day-to-day things. Hopefully he can be back sooner rather than later. James Washington and Alejandro Villanueva only participated in about half of practice today. Both of them did not finish. Washington looks like it's some sort of leg or foot injury, maybe. And Villanueva, I didn't get a chance to see what that injury was, but neither of them were able to finish practice today. Now, going back to some of the players who have already sat out practice, Juju, who sat out practice on, I think, Sunday and Monday, was back today at practice, a full participant in both individual drills and team drills. And I thought he had a very good day of camp. He was reasserting himself as the second best receiver on this football team. Again, very physical, doing a great job of getting separation from the corners, using that physicality to bring in the catch. It was a very good day for Juju, a great return for Juju at Steelers training camp. And then the other guy who returned was Ola Adini, who's the edge rusher, undrafted free agent. This is a player who the Steelers needed back because, again, there's so little depth for the Steelers at this position. And so with TJ being out and Adini being out, it meant that the position was even more thin. So glad to see Adini returning to practice today. Morgan Burnett and Sean Davis both returned in a limited capacity. Artie Burns, Morgan Burnett, and Sean Davis all returning in a limited capacity. Can't remember, Artie Burns sat out the back half of practice on Monday. He was able to go through individual drills, as was Sean Davis and Morgan Burnett, but none of those three were able to go through any of the team drills. Does sound like all three of them are getting better, though, closer to returning to full participation. So hopefully by the end of this week, we'll have all three of those players back. TJ Watt, Vance McDonald, not at practice at all today. I didn't get a chance to see TJ Watt around the facility. I did see Vance McDonald walking with a bit of a limp. Again, he's got that foot injury, a bit of a limp for him. So I don't know, maybe that's a longer term thing. Maybe he won't be back by the end of the week, maybe into next week. We'll see what happens with Vance, but hopefully we start getting some of these players back now. And I know, you know, just generally speaking about this injury situation, that there's been growing concern among Steeler fans that this list continues to grow. I mean, look, the thing that should be said, though, right, is that these are, you know, your kind of minor injuries, right? These are the kind of bumps and bruises that happen at the beginning of camp. These are players that are in very good shape, but they're not in football shape just yet. And so these are the kind of, you know, little injuries that are going to happen here and there. Again, the Steelers haven't really suffered any major or catastrophic injuries. Ramon Foster's knee injury, again, that's going to keep him out all of preseason, but not any regular season, is the worst thing we've had so far, knock on wood, right? So I wouldn't be too concerned about some of these injuries. I mean, you know, yes, is it frustrating that some of these players are missing camp? Of course, but they're not missing significant time yet, right? The only player so far that's missed any sort of significant time is Morgan Burnett, and he's missed 5 practices so far, but he's back in individual drills and can hopefully be back in team drills. So I wouldn't be overly concerned. Now, we talk about Morgan Burnett and then Vance McDonald. Those are two players that have had injury problems in the past, so it's probably more concerning that those guys are on the injury list this early in camp. But again, Tomlin seems to be overly precautious with these injuries and trying to make a concerted effort to not have these small injuries turn into major injuries. So at this point, I'm not too concerned about the overall injury situation in Pittsburgh. All right, and then let's talk about today's practice. Yeah, as I said at the top, I think this is becoming a very intense camp and a very competitive camp between the offense and the defense. It's certainly not the case that, you know, this offense is far and away better than our defense and that they're running right through them or picking them apart in the passing game. In fact, I think it's been quite the opposite. There were at least five times today during practice that the quarterback went back to throw and had nowhere to go with the football. Everyone covered. It happened in a one-on-one quarterback, cornerback versus wide receiver drill on the goal line. Cam Sutton having such blanket coverage over his receiver that Ben just threw the ball away. It happened three times in 11-on-11, another time in 7-on-7. I mean, it is impressive. And again, it shows you the kind of growth that this team is having in that secondary. A secondary that has been so maligned for so many years. But again, the Steelers have been amassing talent there. And it is certainly starting to pay off. And really the story of that secondary and really the storyline of camp so far has continues to be the extraordinary play of Terrell Edmunds this early in his career. Now, again, as I've said before, it's not perfect. Not like Terrell Edmunds is going out there and look like a Hall of Famer or a Rookie of the Year candidate or anything like that, right? But for a player who, when he was drafted, was thought of as a reach by a lot of Steeler fans, myself included, a lot of Steeler fans disappointed in the pick. I include myself in that, right? A lot of people thought that Edmunds was going to come in as a pure size and speed guy who was very raw as a talent and going to have to learn the position, sit behind some of the starters on this team and kind of eventually work his way into the lineup, you know, maybe a year from now. That is so far from reality. In fact, you know, you look at what Terrell Edmunds is doing out there. He had another fantastic play today, another eye-opening play today where it was an outside run with James Conner. And it looked like James Conner was going to get the edge and get a good 5, 6, 7 yard run. And instead, Terrell Edmunds, using his speed, using his athleticism to get to the edge and seal the edge and force James Conner out of bounds for a gain of 0. It earned not just cheers from the defensive players, but from the offensive players as well. It got the crowd going. I mean, it was another spectacular play from Terrell Edmunds. The kind of play we continue to see now, day after day, practice after practice. You know, in talking to other media members today, the question is being asked, how long can the Steelers assume that Terrell Edmunds is going to be a backup on this team? How long before Terrell Edmunds is considered a starter on this team? And I know that's crazy to think because, again, the Steelers went out and got Morgan Burnett from the Green Bay Packers and, you know, spent $4.5 million per season on average to do so. But they really have something in Terrell Edmunds right now. And again, as I've said, he's not perfect just yet. But every day you're seeing that kind of splash. And on every play, you're seeing the athleticism. And what impresses me so much about Terrell Edmunds is that there's no hesitation in his game. There's no thinking about where he should be. He plays with a natural instinct, plays getting around the ball. And again, there's no confusion for him. He's very vocal. He's very communicative. A lot of the worry that I have about Terrell Edmunds in watching him, and again, it's early on. We're 6 practices in. So I'm trying not to be too hyperbolic here, but man, he is so good for 6 practices in. So worlds better than I had assumed he would be. And I think, you know, with the door opening for him with Morgan Burnett's injury, he has certainly taken full advantage of it and has been very, very impressive so far. I'll be interested to see what happens when Morgan Burnett gets healthy and whether or not that goes from being a situation where Morgan Burnett was the assumed starter to maybe a split rep type situation, or we shall see. He has been, again, Terrell Edmunds becoming the storyline of Steelers training camp. At outside corner, with Artie Burns sitting out of today's practice or sitting out of the 11-on-11 and team drills, Cody Sensabaugh and Cam Sutton continued to split reps with the first team. Again, Cody Sensabaugh having a great camp. I think Cam Sutton also having a great camp. I actually think Cam Sutton may be starting to get the edge there, playing a little better than Cody, but it's close. I mean, both guys are having a very good camp. It's going to be tough for the coaching staff to pick a winner there, if you will, at third corner. Again, the versatility that Cam Sutton shows, his ability to play nickel and play outside, probably gives him an edge just overall as far as making this roster. But again, both guys playing at a very, very high level so far throughout camp. Mike Hilton was not only playing slot corner as he's played all camp and all his career, he was also playing free safety again. And this was not something, as I talked about the other day, this is not something that happened at the end of camp and the last couple reps of the day. maybe the defense is screwing around or trying some things out. This happened like right in the middle of camp, right in the middle of the first or second 11-on-11 drill of the day. So this was something the Steelers were definitely trying to work in. And in talking to Artie Burns and talking to Mike Hilton before practice, you know, they definitely sounded like that kind of versatility and having players within this secondary that can be versatile, that can play both corner and safety and play multiple positions is something they desperately need and something that is going to help them be a better defense and give defense or give offenses different looks. I think predictability is another thing this defense is trying to work on in 2018, or not being so predictable. John Bostic is getting more reps at inside linebacker at this point. I think he's actually getting more reps than Tyler Matakevich, which was not the case, you know, at the beginning of camp. I mean, Matakevich was clearly the starter and Bostic would kind of rotate in. It seems to be changing now. It feels to me like John Bostic today got more of the reps, and maybe that's starting, you know, we're starting to see a clearer picture of where the Steelers are going with that inside linebacker position. I'm still a little fuzzy there, though, because we're still seeing those reps where Bostic and Matakevich are on the field at the same time. So I'm not ready to say that Bostic has earned the starting inside linebacker position. It feels like that may be a three-man rotation throughout. So we'll keep an eye on that, keep monitoring that as camp goes. I know I've probably been, you know, overhyping this defense in a lot of ways, and it has been because of how surprising they've been throughout camp. Now, the one worry I will say, and the one thing that stood out to me today as kind of a concern on this defense, is their ability to cover the middle of the field. It was a concern last season. It's been a concern on this defense for a couple years now, is their ability to get safeties down in the box and cover, or use inside linebackers to cover the middle of the field. They've definitely had problems with that, and they did again today. The offense was certainly working the middle of the field for the majority of the day, and they had success doing it. Justin Hunter had an easy rep in 7 shots for a touchdown, where the offense or the defense just vacated the middle of the field entirely, and Justin Hunter wide open in the middle of the field on the goal line. And then in an 11-on-11, the same thing. They were working Jesse James down the seam, and just, again, the middle of the field completely vacated. Easy pitch and catch for Ben and Jesse on that play. Something that this defense has struggled with in the past. Again, it's only a couple reps today that it happened. It was probably like 3 or 4 today that I noticed. But again, just one thing to be concerned about is getting that fixed, because that has been an issue for this team. On the defensive line, we finally saw our first big play from Josh Frazier, our 7th-round pick. This is a player who I thought could beat out Daniel McCullers for a roster spot on this defensive line. Really, to this point, Joshua Frazier has been, you know, somewhat non-existent on that defense. But this was today, I thought, was his best day, and he had a big play today, clogging up the middle, getting penetration into the backfield, and having a nice tackle for a loss. If you're looking for a sleeper on the defensive line, I think Casey Sales is another guy who is making plays, and he's doing it day after day right now. 74 on that defense has done a great job of batting the ball down, getting penetration in the backfield on running plays, passing plays. He's playing, I think, on the third team right now, but 74 is a guy who continues to stand out and did again today. On the offensive side of the ball, I thought this was Marcus Tucker's best day of camp so far. He had a big touchdown in 7 shots over Mike Hilton. And I thought today was just his best day overall. I think he was probably more detailed in his route running today. I didn't see Ben or Fichtner or Daryl Drake, the wide receiver coach, getting on him after any of his reps. He had a lot more big catches today, a lot more open catches today. I think this was definitely his best day of camp, and hopefully that can continue, because again, the coaching staff clearly believes in him. He's getting a lot of the reps in the slot with the first team. Clearly the team has big plans for him in 2018. With Alejandro Villanueva not able to finish practice today, it was Chucks Okorafor who filled in for him at left tackle. Glad to see that the coaching staff does believe in Chucks, even this early in his career, as that kind of swing tackle on this team. Again, Chucks Okorafor, a very raw prospect coming out of college, but a 3rd-round pick, a highly thought of pick for the Steelers. And again, as we went into this process, without Gerald Hawkins there, it was really Chucks Okorafor's job to beat. I don't think he made any big mistakes today filling in for Villanueva. So glad to see that the coaching staff believes in him at left tackle. Mason Rudolph, who has had a very up and down camp, I thought had his best throw of camp so far. It was a touch pass over the middle, like an in route to Juju. Again, a touch pass over the defender, over the linebacker, straight into Juju's chest. A great throw, great catch by Juju. Again, Mason Rudolph's a guy who's, he's just had an up and down camp so far. I mean, he certainly looks like a rookie. You know, looks lost at times in the offense, you know, inaccurate at times, or just unsure of where to go with the football. Not had a great camp, and certainly, you know, where I think camp started well for him. God, I'd hate to use the word regressed, but it does kind of feel like Mason Rudolph in some ways has regressed from where he was. Might be in his own head or something like that, but it feels like the struggles for Mason Rudolph kind of are getting worse day by day. Yeah, he's had a couple balls batted down at the line now, just generally not looking comfortable back there at quarterback. Now, on the other hand, Josh Dobbs is impressing at camp so far, and I thought he had a very good day today. He ran with the second team again. He ran with them in 7 shots. And by the way, I didn't mention the defense won 7 shots again, 5-2 today. So the defense just, I mean, they are runaway success in 7 shots so far. But Dobbs ran with the second team in 7 shots, actually ran with the second team at points during 11-on-11. So, you know, look, Josh Dobbs, it's interesting, right? Again, I'm not ready to say that Josh Dobbs has won the backup job or anything like that over Landry Jones, but it is certainly interesting to see him getting reps with the second team, or as many reps as he's been getting with the second team over the past couple days. He certainly looks improved from where he was a year ago, much more comfortable with the offense, much more accurate. Definitely feels like he has made huge strides year over year. And so, you know, the question has to start being asked of, you know, is there a quarterback controversy in Pittsburgh, not between Mason Rudolph and Ben Roethlisberger, not between even Mason Rudolph and Landry Jones, because I think that ship has sailed. There's no way Mason Rudolph is beating out Landry Jones for the backup spot. But could Josh Dobbs beat out Landry Jones for the backup spot? Now, that's an interesting question and something that I think we should start paying attention to, given just the fact that Josh Dobbs is seeing as many second team reps as he is. A couple young receivers we've been talking about on this podcast got their chance in Ben's line of the quarterback wide receiver drill. Remember, in that drill, they kind of split the wide receivers in two, right? You have an A group, which is AB, Juju, Justin Hunter, Darius Heyward-Bey, Marcus Tucker, right? Kind of the starting lineup of wide receivers on this team. And then on the other side, you kind of have all of your guys kind of competing for roster spots. Well, with Antonio Brown out today, that left a door open for both Damon Patterson and Tevin Jones, two young receivers we've talked about, and both guys having very good camps. They both split time in that line today with Ben Roethlisberger. Tevin Jones taking the first half of reps, looked like Damon Patterson took the second half. Big opportunity for both guys. I think both guys have impressed so far at camp. And like, I don't know that there's going to be a roster spot open right now, considering how well, you know, Justin Hunter's playing, considering that they brought back Eli Rogers. If Marcus Tucker continues to play well, I don't know that there's going to be a roster spot open for Patterson or Jones, but certainly a practice squad could be in their future. Now, speaking of Damon Patterson, again, we've talked about how well he's been doing at camp day after day. I thought today he had a couple of unfortunate breaks, a couple big drops today. In 7 shots, I mean, the ball hit him right in the hands on an out route, and he just couldn't bring it in. And then the same thing happened on a fly route. And by the way, Damon Patterson, very good at getting separation on these deep routes. He had his corner, again, beat by at least 2 yards. I mean, he had Brian Allen toasted on this play. And again, the ball hit him in the hands, just went right through his hands. He had two big drops today for Patterson. Unfortunate, but again, on the whole, over the past week, Patterson has been very, very impressive. And the other young receiver who we've been waiting to see quality days from is James Washington. I thought he had a very good day today before he went down with injury, right? James Washington had a big catch along the sideline. I think it was an out route where he kind of went down to get the football, brought it in, kept his feet in bounds. That was a big catch for him. It may actually have been the catch that he got injured on, because he kind of got up slowly on that play. I was kind of favoring his foot or his leg. So that may have actually been the play that he injured himself on. But again, big catch for him. One of those big catches that we wanted to see. But his biggest catch of the day came on a very strange play. It was like a jump ball situation between himself, Cam Sutton, and Brian Allen. And it looked like it should have been an easy interception for either Allen or Sutton. And they both went up to kind of get the football. And instead, it falls directly into James Washington's chest. And he makes what looked like an easy catch for him in traffic like that. Spectacular catch. James Washington's best play of camp. Well, actually, I don't know if his best play. His best play is probably that move he put on Brian Allen the other day where, I mean, he had 5 yards on Brian Allen on that deep route. Anyway, I mean, James Washington today had a couple nice plays. And I thought today was overall his best day of camp. But again, he did go down with injury. All right. So that's it for today. Tomorrow, I'm hopeful we can start to see some of these injured guys come back, right? I mean, we've got a lot of guys who feel like they can return soon. Let's hope Morgan Burnett gets back in there. Let's hope Sean Davis gets back in there. Let's hope Artie Burns gets back in there, right? You know, we talked so much on this podcast about communication on defense and making sure that, you know, all of those guys are on the same page. Part of getting those guys on the same page is getting them on the practice field together. We haven't seen that with Burnett, Sean Davis, and Artie Burns because of the amount of injuries we've seen in that secondary. Hasn't hurt the secondary. They're still playing well. But again, those three guys being presumed starters on this team, hopefully get them back for tomorrow's practice. So we'll see. All right, that's going to do it for me today. If you want to leave feedback, SteelerCountry@gmail.com is the email address. You can follow me on Twitter @SteelerCountry. I am doing live tweeting all day throughout camp. So if you want even more Locked On Steelers, follow me @SteelerCountry and you'll get up-to-date information on Twitter as to what's happening at camp. I'll be back tomorrow for more Locked On Steelers.